We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Superframe is a startup specializing in AI-powered software solutions. Really, the idea is that it is optimizing business technology stacks. Like I mentioned, it just successfully raised $5 million. And I think this funding milestone closely follows the release of Superframe's inaugural product, which is an AI assistant engineered to manage intricate Salesforce implementations. So very, I would say, kind of niche and specialized product. They're able to raise $5 million. And the startup asserts that its technology will not only streamline Salesforce configurations, but will also deliver on the key aspects of speed, reliability, and ease of use. So ultimately, this is going to be saving businesses both time and money. Now, what I find really interesting here, like I mentioned before, they've raised this from 40 angel investors. And I think right now in the industry, while we're seeing venture capital firms largely, there's a lot of them that it would appear have sort of dried up for funds. They're not able to raise as big funds this year as they were able to raise 2 years ago or in the past historically. I mean, you can see this on a big level, right? Like Tiger Global was able to raise a fraction of what they were hoping to raise for the latest round. SoftBank, all of the big firms are having this struggle, and that it really does boil down to the smaller firms too. Pretty much any of these big VC firms that put a ton of money into startups in 2021 when the prices were overinflated and frothy, then they're trying to make their money back, but all of those startups are doing write-downs, so the equity, the shares, the valuations are all dropping. And essentially, these most VC firms are not getting the returns they hoped or wanted for their LPs, their limited partners. And so it's very difficult for them to raise their next rounds. They're in a bit of a tricky situation, a lot of them. I think some of the best ones will be able to weather the storm. Hopefully they made good bets. Hopefully they saved enough dry powder and they're able to put that into good AI companies that will help return the whole portfolio. Because I think traditionally you're going to have like of 20 investments that a VC firm makes, one of them is going to pay back the whole portfolio. That's the idea, right? If you're good, then one in 10 is going to pay back. But I think traditionally, I mean, even a good firm gets one in 20. In any case, right now, because they know that it's really difficult for them to raise money, they're being really stingy on like giving out money because they know that this is going to be hard for them to get it back and hard for them to get raise more money. So the investments are few and far in between for many VC firms that are trying to essentially stay alive. Now, that brings us up to what Superframe is doing today. They just raised it from 40 angel investors, and I believe that was a really smart move because they know their product and their software is really valuable, but the issue is they probably weren't able to find VCs that could back this to a large degree. They just launched, and so they're like, look, we know that people in the industry can see the value, so they went to angel investors that were specifically experts on what they're doing and were able to put together a $5 million round that way. So big kudos to them. And definitely well played. So their CEO and co-founder specifically kind of talked about this, you know, what their unique value proposition is for SuperFrame in a really crowded AI marketplace. And this is what he specifically said. He said, "We want to fight the consumer frustration with a lack of accuracy. We want to build trust with our consumers by giving them something they can't get somewhere else." So Steer really brings a wealth of experience to SuperFrame, having previously sold his data and AI company Mode to ThoughtSpot for $200 million. So SuperFrame is tackling the recurrent challenges that organizations frequently encounter with go-to-market tools like Salesforce, Marketo, HubSpot. And these platforms are notorious for their complexity and kind of rigid configuration options, often causing companies to, you know, squander valuable resources. SuperFrame employs cutting-edge language models from OpenAI, specifically ChatGPT, to offer precise, immediate responses to system queries and to suggest actionable configurations configuration changes. So I think what's really interesting here, right, one other thing I want to add on their fundraising, absolutely cool, amazing company. I'm sure they're doing a great job. The 40 Angels, you'll typically see something like that from a company, right? Like this guy, he's previously sold his company for $200 million. And so he's made a ton of connections in this space in his time in the industry. And so that's where he can kind of leverage a lot of those connections for those 40 angels that helped him raise this $5 million. And with an amazing track record like that, those people are 100% going to be getting their, you know, their money back and getting a great return on an investment from this guy, because he obviously has a really solid track record. So I think addressing concerns about the role of AI in the workspace, Steer assures that SuperFrame aims to augment human expertise rather than replace it. And says, quote, "We want to help more people build more expertise, and that's something that customers are still going to want to rely on." So the platform is designed to really alleviate the complexities and limitations that are inherent in existing tools and enable businesses to focus on optimizing their operations. Currently undergoing beta testing with a select group of clients, SuperFrame, I believe they're really kind of anticipating a public launch in early of next year. And the first suite of features, specifically those answering system-related queries, will be available to users free of charge. So the seed funding is allocated primarily for product development and staffing, adding to the startup's existing team of 4 engineers. So the broader context for SuperFrame's entry into the market is fairly compelling. I think a recent Gartner report predicts that AI software market could grow to nearly $1.3 billion by 2025. And this is, you know, rising from essentially adoption of cloud-based services and applications. And SuperFrame really aspires to kind of serve as a critical asset for revenue operation teams, helping them reimagine their go-to-market strategies more creatively. So Steer encapsulated this vision, stating, quote, "We believe that humans are capable of a lot, and we are in a lot of cases bottlenecked by the tools that we use. We want to remove those bottlenecks in order to give people a greater ability to employ their creativity." I think with their unique approach and their technology is fairly robust, SuperFrame is positioning themselves as an important player in the next wave of AI-enabled business optimization tools. It's going to be, I'm personally kind of curious, right? Obviously, they're just using ChatGPT's API in this. I'm curious to see what kind of in-house magic secret sauce they have added on top, if they ever train their own model, what that looks like. It'll be an interesting space to watch. There's, of course, are always the questions you're going to get from investors or other people that are looking at the longevity of the company. I think they're going to do great things, but it'll definitely be something I'd be curious to watching in the future to see how they expand.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.